So what do I need Rafuna for? Tomorrow says yes, still I need Rafuna. Nafkamina, there's a difference. The Nafli Hoda Shastalahu. What's going to be if these trees fall down or like die? Do you have a right now to plant new trees there or not? That's Nafkamina. That according to the Rastam Rabbanan in the Mishnah, true, when you sell something, you leave over for yourself as much as possible. So if I sold you my field, I left over the trees, so you meant to leave over the karka around the trees, maybe only as long as the tree is alive. Like as long as this tree lives, then you mean to leave the property for yourself. But we don't hear so far that what's going to be when the tree dies, if you still have a right to plant a new tree there. That's from the Rabbanim and the Mishnah we don't see so far. That's why we need Rav Huna. Rav Huna is saying a Chiddush that when you leave all the trees for yourself, you mean to say you want to have the rights at all time, the rest of the life, to plant trees there. That even if these trees fall down or die, you have the right to plant a new tree. So that's what Rav Huna is adding more than the Rabbanim and our Mishnah. But Rav Huna holds a Svara, when you leave over a tree for yourself, for sure you mean over to leave over the karka. That even in case the tree dies, you have a right to put a new tree there. That's what Rav Huna is saying. Not according to Rabbi Kiva, only according to the Rabbanim. Now the Gemara's question. Umi matzis mukmas dol Rabbi Shimon to Rabbi Akiva. So what do you want to tell me? Shat of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. Again, the Rabbi Shimon says when you maktish the field, really you only maktish the ground itself. The trees, it's like a mechi leaving over for yourself. If so, why does Rabbi Kiva, why does Rabbi Shimon say in the Mishnah the trees are hegdish? Because they're getting the yunika, the nourishment from the ground. In other words, you're even maktish the ground underneath the tree. So who does that go like? According to Rabbi Kiva, you say, not according to the Rabbanan, but according to Rabbi Kiva. For the Gemara, is that true? That Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Kiva, is that true? For your Tanya, we learned, Hegdish Shalosh Ilonis. If somebody is maktish three trees, Mimito Asar Lebeiso, from type of trees that really 10 of them could be grown in the Beiso. So we're talking about now young trees, small trees. Because we had before, Loyachpo, that big trees, really three trees take up the whole Beiso. Say we're talking about small, young trees, that 10 trees are fit to be grown in the Beiso. Now, I'm being maktish, only three of them. So the locher is, Harei Hegdesh Asakarka V'yasilon Eshebeneim. You also mean to be maktish the ground underneath the trees and the ground in between the trees. You mean to be maktish both, the trees and the karka together. Now the locher is, when you maktish karka, late if you want to be paid to buy it back, there's a special deal the Torah gives by karka. Like this, if you maktish something and you want to buy it back, pay the rent, you have to pay the right value. The face value you have to pay. If you maktish a tree, and later you want to be paid to take it back from Hegdish, you have to pay the value of the tree to Hegdish. But by karka, if you maktish a piece of land, and then you want to buy it back off Hegdish, the Torah gives a special deal. And that's called, you have to pay 50 shkolim for a special type of karka. So for a base zera, a chaymer karka, we'll soon see. So here the halacha is, if you maktish three trees, we say you also maktish the karka in between it. Lefikach, therefore, it has a halacha, a special deal of karka. Kishu poida, when you want to buy this karka back off Hegdish, halacha is poida beis zera chaymes oirim v'chamishim shekel kesef. Torah gave a tremendous kula here, that if you buy back the land that has enough of a land to plant in it a beis zera chaymes oirim, a chaymer special measurement worth of barley, if you have the land could be as big enough that you could plant this much amount of seeds on the land, it's a very big piece of land, so all you have to buy it back from is just chamishim shekel kesef, 50 shkolim, a special deal. So here, since you mean to be maktish the trees with the karka, you have this special deal that you point the bezera. The Rashbam says, to see the Pasib Akura, says in the Pasik, v'yimisteyach uzosoy, v'ilonis b'chlal sosodeh. And therefore the trees are b'chlal sosodeh. Weiter. What about pochus mikan? Let's say I sell you less than three trees. Pochus mikan. Or yes, or can, or else you sell them more. Or yes, or can, or else you sell them more. Yeah. You sell them more than three trees of this in this base, in this, in this, base. Let's say you mean to be, not sell, you be makdish here now. It's either you be makdish less than three trees, or you be makdish more than three trees. Or else, even when you makdish the three trees, you makdish them zeachazer, one after another. So then it's considered like you only be makdish the tree itself, and not the karka. So lachar is, hareze loy hektish, loy hakarka, loy esilonis, shebeneim. Then you do not mean to be makdish the karka underneath them, and not the karka in between the trees. Since you only makdish one tree at a time, we say you makdish this tree, and that's all, not the karka. Lefikach, therefore, keshu poide, later on if you want to buy back this tree, you want to redeem the tree, or tegdish, halacha is, poide es hoilonais bishavein. When you want to buy back this tree, there's no special deal. You have to buy it back at face value. As much as the tree costs, that's how much you have to pay for it. Now, v'loyoy, not only this, elo afilu hegdish es hilonis, even when you are makdish the trees, afilu hegdish es hilonis, v'chozav hegdish es hakarka, and later you are makdish the karka. Let's say first you are makdish the three trees, one after another. So the hegdish is only chal upon the trees, not upon the karka. Then later you're even makdish the karka. So lachar is now, kishu poida, later if you want to redeem both the karka and the trees from hegdish, so lachar is still poida es hilonis b'shevayim. When you redeem the trees, you have to pay the right price for the trees. Since when you were first makdish the trees, the land was not included, so it's called your makdish trees. When you pay to them, you have to pay full price. Even though later on you were makdish the karka also, okay? But the chayzer then, when you want to redeem the karka, that you have the deal. The chayzer will pay the beis zerach chay nesarim v'chamishim shekel kesef. Then, as far as the karka goes, you have this special deal that you could redeem a base zera of karka, of a karka that could take a zera of the seeds of a chay mesorim and be planted in that field nicely. Such a field, you have right to be paid the not face value, but a special price, 50 shkolim, that's all. That's what this price says. The kashra is now money. Who does this price go like? E Rabbi Akiva, if you want to say we go now according to Rabbi Akiva. E Rabbi Akiva that says what when you makdish something, you makdish biayin yofa with a good eye. Ho'omai you say moicher biayin yofa moicher. Even when you sell something, when you sell your karka to your friend, you mean to sell it biayin yofa. If so, v'chol shechein makdish. And for sure, when you makdish something, for sure you mean to be makdish it biayin yofa. So that's the kasha. Rashbam says like how price of Tony poitim mishaveim. The master of filu mokam ilonois lahigdish. Here it's the master when you makdish these two trees, so it's only chal the hegdish upon the trees and not upon the karka. Therefore, when you poider at the back, you have to pay face value and no special buy here. So the kasher is, who does it go like? According to Rabbi Kiva, when you would sell somebody two trees, you would also mean to sell for sure the karka underneath it. Since so, when you makdish something, the churi also means to be makdish the karka underneath it. So here it says not like that. But here it says when you makdish these two trees, when you pray to them, it has a loss of trees, nothing to do with karka. So this brisa can't go according to Rabbi Kiva. Fighter. E Rabbonin. What do you want to say? It goes according to the Rabbonin. That when you moicha something, you moicha it b'yayin ra, you don't give away so much. So the same thing by Hegdish also, you do not mean to give away so much. E Rabbonin Amri, they say, maybe no. Amri moicheru de b'yayin ra moicher. Maybe only when you sell something, then you mean to leave over for yourself as much as possible. You're not giving away too much. Avo makdish. But when you makdish something, I tell you, b'yayin yofa makdish. Man, you mean to be makdish with a good eye. B'yayin yofa makdish. So, Baita, who says it goes according to Rabbanan either? Elo, pshita Rabbi Shimoni. The Chur, this Bryce has to go.